Welcome everybody to Capes and Scowls, episode number 45, I think. I've got like 12 of these banked. I'm Tim. No one's talking to you.
Well, we don't need this anymore.
I'm Tim.
I'm Ryan.
Cliff.
Nobody.
Olivia.
And how are you, listener? How are you? Are you doing well?
Gives him a chance to answer.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's nice.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Yeah.
If you said something sad, then I'm sorry.
If you're at
it'll
work,
get better.
If you're at work right now, feel free to just speak out loud.
Right.
Whatever you're doing.
Just let it go. Just let it out. We're here for you.
There, there.
All right.
There, there.
All right, well, that's going to be a bit much. Right. Let's dial it back a little bit, guys.
Yeah.
No crying. There's no need for tears.
Right.
All right, this got out of hand. This was a mistake.
I don't even know. I've never heard those series of words put together in that order before.
Exactly, yeah.
But good for you. episode 45, of course, we're all on Twitter for the most part. We're on Facebook. We're on YouTube. We're on iTunes. We're on almost all the podcasting apps, or at least the ones that I've noticed. And we are, of course, capesandscowlspodcast.com. And you can reach us at capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. So, Ryan Young.
Yes.
You're the one who's been here the least frequent.
Yeah, sure.
So how are you?
I am doing well. Everything is in its right place.
How's the band?
Good. We're playing tomorrow night, actually, in fact.
Yeah, I'll be working, but
that's fine. yeah, that's going pretty good. We're recording a couple of songs right now. We're playing tomorrow night. Everything's peachy.
Where are you playing?
The Pharmacy, it's called. It's in South Philadelphia.
So I've got a lot banked, so where do you think you're going to be playing in, like, a month?
Who knows?
So check him out.
Somewhere near you.
possibly void that whole statement.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got you something.
Actually, whenever this podcast drops, we will be playing at the Pharmacy tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that might
all
be right.
So just
that
go
seems
there.
More correct.
Whenever you listen to this, go to the Pharmacy.
The day after. You listen.
We will be there.
Yeah.
Sounds right. And the band's name? Do all the band plug.
The band is called Dear Forbidden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can find us all over the internet. Just Google it.
All over that internet.
All
now,
over
is that like a hello, my dear, or like a deer? The animal.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because it is like deer, like a letter.
Gotcha.
But I often like to pretend that it's actually like no hunting deer.
All right.
With the little Ghostbusters thing.
Deer are forbidden
in
this area.
Exactly. Do not hunt in the Kingswood.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right, so you said you have a gift for me?
I have a thing for you, because...
Because it's my birthday?
Sure. Is it?
In a week.
Oh, good for you.
It's the day before yours, right?
Oh, right.
Happy birthday for whoever it is that's listening to this the day after.
Well, I got you something just because I thought of you, and I personalized it for you.
Oh.
There you go.
This is a...
personalized copy.
Unwatchable.
Wow.
Rated, of the movie Project Almanac, which we did on my podcast, Ryan Hates Movies. We did it, Tim and Leander and I. It was the second episode, I believe.
We were the second episode,
yeah.
Yep.
You could check that out, too. I haven't done one in, like, 6 months.
It's my fault.
But Tim was supposed to be the next guest.
Yeah, it's my fault. I killed it.
Yeah, it's called Ryan Hates Movies. I plan on doing it again one day. We'll revive
I'll
it.
Be the next guest, also.
We could do this movie again.
Do we have to?
Revisiting Project
Almanac. Is Imagine Dragons even still relevant? I don't know, are they?
Are they in this movie?
Yeah, weren't they the band?
They were.
Yeah. It turns into like an Imagine Dragons concert for pretty much
time.
No
really?
Reason.
I think
that's
you might have to
weird.
Redo that because you clearly don't remember it.
Yeah,
no,
yes.
I don't. Actually, it's a weird thing. I don't remember any of the movies that we watch for the podcast like immediately after we do it. I can't tell you what happened.
That's why you record them.
People always want to go watch these terrible movies after.
No.
The only one I've enjoyed is Wolf Cop.
Wolf Cop, because that's because
you know what you're getting.
And that's a legitimately great movie.
I agree. It's getting its own comic book.
You
and
need
a sequel.
You need to do Whale Wolf.
Well?
Whale.
Whale Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that also sound like what it is?
I'm not going to... I don't want to ruin
this.
Yeah,
that's not how the... He knows
no,
how the podcast
right,
works.
Right, I'm just telling you the name.
Yeah.
Is it spelled whale like you're whaling, or whale like the animal, or...
I'm not... No, you have to figure that part out yourself. I know
wow.
how his podcast works.
It,
I'm not...
It's on Netflix, though?
I watched it on Sci-Fi.
Oh, on Sci-Fi?
Oh yes. All right, then.
Yeah. All
right. Now I know what we're getting.
It's all the tea.
It wasn't just called Werewolf, though. Was it like Mega Shark versus Werewolf?
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. So we're getting so
now,
versus...
get a little more. Now you know Urkel where this is going.
I'm not ruining anything for him.
Because that's part of the thing. You have to guess who's in it. You can guess Urkel.
I will.
Jaleel White.
Oh, wow.
Deep yeah.
pull. Good pull. I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Man. So you can watch that unwatchable cut of that movie.
This
which
is produced
this...
by Michael Bay, too. This movie. Oh.
So there's a lot of lens flare?
Yeah, I guess.
There was a ton of it. Yes. He's like, well, it's time travel. It shouldn't really be about explosions so much. But the time travel will look like explosions. Tons of lens flares.
But according to Riley Roberts, it's a movie you want to see with your friends again and again.
What? That's not true.
So, Tim, we're going to have to watch this again.
Again and again. Well, we need Leander.
Yes. He's the one who kind of liked it.
He did kind of. I checked out hard. I remember. Yeah. I was out first.
He was like, I don't know. It was all right.
It was pretty rough.
It's rough. It's not a smart and thrilling time travel movie.
Is that misleading?
It is misleading.
I mean, it started smart enough and then derailed and derailed hard. Yeah, because, well, it didn't resolve one of the major plot points until, like...
Whoa, don't ruin it. I might watch this.
No, you won't.
All right.
Well, don't ruin it. They might want to listen to the podcast.
Right.
You're going to spoil the podcast?
Whoa. My brain can't handle all of this. Cliff, how are you?
I'm fine. I had a half day at work today, which was not bad.
And
me and Olivia moved some drywall around. We ordered our kitchen on Friday, before this, and needed to get it cleaned up so they could deliver and drop it off. So our house is coming along. We have walls.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a pretty integral part.
I thought it was cool without the walls.
I was starting to growl on me.
Yeah, you just walk wherever you want to walk.
Right.
You're in a room. It's great.
So it's all ready to be primed.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yep.
And then once you get it completely set up the way you want it, you put it up for sale and you move.
No. I don't plan on ever doing this house buying thing ever again.
I don't blame you.
No, once you do it once.
It's an exceptionally miserable experience.
Oh, no, I bought two.
We had a...
And then you have to sell one and then buy one?
Oh, yeah, ours was a short sale.
Okay.
So we waited 3 months to hear back if they were going to accept our offer or not. Mm-hmm. And then they countered it higher than list price.
That's always fun.
You got to try.
It was the bank that did it.
Of course.
Right. That's correct.
Of course.
So that was really like a kick in the nuts.
Of course.
Yeah, so fun times. No.
But you have a house now.
Yeah.
I have a house.
We're almost a year since we bought it. Mm-hmm. Someday we'll live there.
That's the
details,
dream.
Details.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just nice to own things.
Yeah.
Schuster, how are you?
I'm doing okay.
That's it.
That's
all right.
That's
short.
I'm currently on vacation ish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How does the ish work? Are you on
just,
call or something?
I'm not doing anything on vacation.
Oh.
He's just not showing up to work.
Staycation, more or less.
You got suspended.
For a week.
Right.
Yeah. That's how that works.
All those racist remarks you wrote on the break
just
room wall.
Chugging them out, just throwing them out there.
Did you kick somebody like that guy on that TV show?
The guy on that TV show.
Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Did you do the thing that that guy did?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
For the listeners, that was a month ago.
So, no. by the time this drops. I don't know, one of those crime shows that the old people like so much?
Oh,
the main star,
was it
like,
Greg?
Oh, Greg?
Darman Greg.
Yeah.
He just gets angry and just kicks. Yeah, no.
Well, he has a lawsuit against them now for them firing him.
Oh, well, great, okay.
Because that's how that works.
Because that's how America works.
Right. Yeah. America. Sue everybody.
You fired me. I'm going to sue you. It's pretty
I mean,
Olivia?
I'm pretty good. I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
don't know. It might be something to do with the heat outside.
The heat and the drywall. Yeah. Tell them about the game that you're awesome at.
Oh, Tricky Towers?
Yes, Tricky Towers.
It's like Tetris, but with a lot more gravity involved.
Yeah,
so
you're a little wizard on like a cloud.
Yeah.
And you have different abilities and spells you get.
Yeah.
They're little cute little things that just say yeah over and over again.
Yeah.
I think the game would be better if we were really hammered.
Right.
Just saying.
Is it like a Steam game? Or
it's was free on PlayStation.
Free on PlayStation.
A month ago.
Yeah, so
don't
it's not
check.
It's
don't
not
check
free
now
on PlayStation anymore.
There
yes
is a, but my band is still playing at the pharmacy.
Correct. Yes, let's
tomorrow.
Just clarify
tomorrow
everything.
Yes.
Can you make that happen? Yeah. That'd be really great. I'm also good. I have not. I mowed the lawn today, so my brain is fried. It was like a million degrees out.
I mowed on Saturday and
horrible.
Thought I was gonna die.
I didn't know I had so much water in my body to sweat out.
You guys gotta get a lawn boy.
A lawn boy?
Mm-hmm. Or man, whatever.
Oh.
A lawn person.
You're like, I prefer the boy.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, they're so full of youth and vigor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, like in
oh
that
my
show.
God,
was
the
guy
was
in. The guy in the thing.
Like the guy in the show.
In the
right
show, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dharma.
What if he was Dharma and she was Greg?
Be like Rizzoli
wait
and Isles. Which one's which?
Just wait for the reboot. They'll swap them.
Swap them.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, can we talk about swapped things? Like Ocean's 8?
If you want to.
Have you heard about Ocean's 8?
I've heard about Ocean's 8.
Are you as terrified as you should be about it?
Why would I be terrified?
Or do you know how horrible it's going to be?
No, I don't, because it hasn't come out yet.
Oh, I'm just assuming it's going to be bad. Although I did look up the one person, or Awkwafina.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that she's like a comedian or whatever.
No, she's a pop star.
Well,
oh, pop star?
I don't know, Walter.
No, it's spelled
A-W-K.
Rapper.
Yeah.
A-W-K-W-A.
It's like Awkwafina.
Yeah, it looks like Awkwafina.
And her
oh
two hit
God
songs are called My Vag and Queef.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
right.
The tags just
wow
got dirty.
We went there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't she in something else, though,
I
recently?
Know.
I think she was.
But they
it's
haven't announced
article
the eighth person in the, the movie yet.
George Clooney.
I'm hoping it's Julia Roberts. So then they could at least tie it to the other franchise. It's not gonna happen, but that's my
this
hope
just sounds awful.
Yeah.
I don't mind the first one. The 11.
Yeah, 11.
And I didn't mind 13.
12 was
much
bad.
12
news
made me like rage
bad
hard on a movie.
Yeah.
That ending,
bad
which
news
if you haven't seen it, earmuffs.
Ooh.
That ending where Julia
I'm
Roberts
just gonna hold my so I don't hear you talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Where she pretends to be herself.
It's awful.
Oh,
I was
so
mad. So
mad.
And I saw it coming, and I'm like, if they do this, I'm going to fucking throw the remote. And I did. I was so
11's
mad
really good, though. I really do.
11
like
is good.
It's one of those fun-to-watch movies,
yeah,
just because like, you like seeing all those actors in one movie.
Right.
It's weird, though, that the lady version is getting, like, you know, only 70% of what the male version got.
No, it's about right. That's not right, but that's...
I mean, it's right.
It's
but
right.
Right,
but
it's wrong.
It's wrong. Yeah, very wrong.
It's wrong. Definitely wrong. Definitely. All right, so should we get into the news?
No.
All right, then. Good night, everybody.
We'll see you 1 month from tomorrow.
Yes.
At the pharmacy.
No, you really want to do the news?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I love news.
I know you do. So let's start with Marvel. Civil War 2 has delays.
Oh,
those sweet, sweet delays.
Schuster's pointing at posters that you can't see.
Yeah,
they are of Civil War 2. Very good. He's
snapping his fingers,
oh,
so
yes
they're sure that your attention
yes
is drawn to them.
Exactly. It's
so
what I do.
Each issue is going to be delayed about a month each.
Okay.
They are adding an extra issue.
Why do they keep doing that?
Well,
Tim,
here's the quote from Bendis. I came up with a better ending, but needed the pages. So Civil War 2 will get a number 8. It's kind of similar to what Hickman did with Secret Wars. Why are they coming up with better endings after the fact? Shouldn't they have a good ending already in place? Not
no,
to
that
say
makes
the
too much sense.
I want to know what he's scrapping. When it's all said and done, like I would love to know what Secret Wars was supposed to be. And I want to know what this is supposed to be as well. The reason for the delay, though, was David Marquez, which is the artist, he had a baby boy.
Oh, congratulations, David.
So he's a little run down. He's still averaging a page a day, which isn't terrible at all, but
I've only read the first issue, but I'm going to see what his work is like post-baby.
Post-baby
work?
It
better be just
issue
as good
five
as
and
three.
On?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you make sure you get on him.
I'm gonna yeah.
Or you
I'll tweet at him.
Yeah, you tweet him and offer to babysit.
There's gonna be some jagged pencil swipes.
Exactly.
The baby grabs it and it's just gonna be left there.
He's drawing like with the baby next to him.
The real delay is the baby ate a page. That's what happens.
My baby ate a page.
Is that crayons?
I would be like, no, send it in. He gets an artistic crayon. Yeah, credit. That's fine. I don't know. But how do you guys feel knowing that there's a new ending to Civil War 2? Because it's supposed to be this big event.
I mean, I don't care.
I haven't been reading Civil
it
War 2.
It makes me
Neither
feel like that someone convinced him to make a different ending.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what
it
sounds
real?
Like.
Yeah.
The suits came in.
Yeah.
The mouse.
You're like, no.
The mouse
came in.
Yeah, that's.
Well, so I mean, the mouse usually knows what it's doing.
Sure,
that's true.
We're gonna have an Iron Man run. Don't change this.
Yeah,
it's probably something like that.
Yeah,
the mouse probably knows what it's doing.
But I just wonder if we'll ever know what the original ending was supposed to be.
You won't.
No, whoever came up with it has been murdered by the mouse.
So it's a robot Bendis.
Yeah,
Robo Bendis.
Android.
It's a good theory.
Android
Bendis. Hashtag?
Yeah. Hashtag. Hashtag.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's whatever. I mean, I hate events to begin with,
sure.
So I'm reading it just out of curiosity because everyone's like, no, this one's really good, which happens every event.
And then
2 months later, everyone's like, that event sucked.
Right. I've read a little of it. It's okay so far, but...
My problem, I just read, like I said, I read the first issue. Civil War 1, the problem is that Iron Man is completely wrong and Captain America is completely right. In Civil War 2, just based upon the one issue that I read, Iron Man is completely right and Captain Marvel is completely wrong. So it's not even like a, whose side do you want to, you know, choose? Like, no, the sides are pretty obvious. Like,
right.
You can't, didn't we learn nothing from Minority Report?
No.
We learned nothing from Minority Report.
They learned to steal the incomplete plot of Minority Report. Bendis must have been hammered watching Minority Report.
He's like, I got this
amazing idea. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. It'll probably turn out at least okay, but I mean, Bendis is usually pretty good.
What you gonna do? There's always Image.
There is always Image. You're right. Image, Dark Horse, and IDW,
yeah.
All these companies getting better.
It's weird. I was just listening to your last podcast.
That is weird.
And,
thank you, number one listener.
I was thinking about how you guys were, you know, rightfully so, railing against the reboot, like not even making it the 12 issues anymore, and it gets
right.
A new number one.
Right, right.
And like the Ninja Turtles comic at IDW is up to like 68 or something.
Yeah.
And it's awesome because then you get like those landmark issues, like 75th issue, and
you almost don't mind paying an extra dollar for it.
They're gonna reboot that at 74.
Was there an annual? Does that count?
But yeah, and they don't seem to care. They're not like, oh, we gotta reboot it. That's what the mouse sounds like.
Right.
That's amazing. I hope he makes them whistle while they work.
Keep whistling.
I can't whistle anymore.
My lips are so chapped.
All right, so moving forward to some Disney. DC stuff.
Oh, we're sorry.
No, Sean Murphy has announced that he is DC exclusive for the next 2 years.
Mm. Artist?
Artist.
He draws a Remender book, doesn't he? Does he not?
Yes, he's...
Is he Tokyo Ghost?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah?
Yes?
Yeah? Let me see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where's your computer, Schuster?
It's over there.
We're very certain that it's a yes.
Totally yes. He did, was it The Wake? He's done a bunch of great stuff. He has a cool style. Anyways, he is going to be DC exclusive, and, he will be writing and drawing a new Batman series, which will be like the old Elseworlds stories, where it's just like its own thing, kind of how Watchmen was. It's just its own thing and its own pocket universe. It was Tokyo Ghost.
Yeah, Tokyo Ghost, which is a great book and great art.
Well, I mean, Remenderfest, one day, we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
His quote is, it's going to be his version, his Dark Knight Returns, his year 100. It's going to be Elseworlds-like take on Batman. It's going to be his attempt at an opus, is what he said. He's going to redesign all the characters. It's just going to be its own little thing. It's planned to be about 8 issues. And he plans to use as many villains as he can. I think that's pretty cool.
He's allowed one. They said I was only allowed one.
It's Harley or Ivy. You can't have both. But I don't know how I feel about these deals, the exclusive deals. I guess it's okay, but I just, you know, I would love for Bendis to write some DC characters.
I'm wondering if that's why Tokyo Ghost is ending.
Maybe. Because of that deal.
Conspiracy theories. Start it now. Hashtag.
There it is.
Hashtag conspiracy theories.
Hashtag save Remender. So yeah, he's going to have the second half of All-Star Batman. So if you really like him, check out All-Star Batman. The first issue is pretty good.
Okay.
Which right now it's Snyder and Romita Jr. And then it'll switch to Murphy at some point. So, if you really like him, he's getting on that book. You may just want to get the whole run. So there's that. And sadly, Kenny Baker died, the guy that played R2-D2. Schuster, this is all you. How sad are you?
I mean, he was, what, 83?
He's like 81.
So you're not sad then?
Well, I'm totally sad.
Are you saying he had it coming?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is where they recorded, so... Yes.
Yeah, he battled a long illness. I don't have details on exactly what, but...
He had a good long life.
Yeah, he was in a wheelchair. He looked like he was...
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, that's a long life for a little person.
Yeah.
So that's
long life for anyone.
Right,
yeah.
But especially for a little person. So that was actually... That's good if he was in pain or, you know.
Yeah.
But it was sad.
R.I.P.
Mm-hmm. Beep, boop, boop, beep. Whistle.
That's racist.
Because that's exactly what
he's saying. That's racist against droids.
Like.
Is it against droids? But not mandroids.
No,
hashtag
yeah.
Mandroid Venice. And my last little bit of news. I don't have a ton of news. You guys want this? Not a ton of news?
Every time I'm on, there's not a lot of news. So
well, I could make shit up.
Get me on slow news weeks.
We can get into gossip.
Oh, we can start some gossip. So my last bit of news. DC Rebirth has put DC on the top of the Diamond sales list for the first time since September of 2013. Which was what? New 52? Probably.
Yep. Probably.
8 of the top 10 spots in July for 2016 are DC. You want to guess what number 1 was?
Oh, you just said that. Never mind. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention, teacher.
Where's my ruler?
Is Civil War on the list? Civil War is on the... It's got to be in the top.
Civil War is on the list.
All right.
But what do you think was the DC book that was number 1?
Justice League.
Cliff, what do you think?
Going Wonder Woman.
Going Wonder Woman.
Yeah, Justice League.
Justice League? Olivia?
I have no idea.
She's like, I can see your paper. Number 1 was Justice League, number 1. Number 2, Justice League Rebirth, number 1. Number 3 was Batman, number 2. 4 is where Civil War 2, number 3 comes in.
Batman was almost my first, and then at the last minute, I Justice League.
Number 5 was Batman 3. Then it gets a little more surprising, I feel. 6 was Nightwing Rebirth, number 1. 7, Civil War 2, number 4. 8, New Superman, number 1. 9, Nightwing, number 1. And 10, Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps, Rebirth,
woo!
Number... No, stop. Anybody want to guess the number 1 trade for the month? Anybody?
Number 1 trade for the month.
Yeah. Sex Castle?
Is it Marvel or DC?
Neither.
Invincible.
Walking Dead?
Nope.
Jupiter's Legacy Part 2?
Nope.
Damn it.
I said Invincible.
Malar, I love
nope.
you.
It is Image.
It is Image, huh?
Outcast.
It is Image.
Is it?
If it's not Sex
Deadly
Castle.
Deadly Class?
It is not Deadly Class.
We're
it
just
going to come out, though. Who guessed?
I'm just going to say it's Sex Castle and then choose to mean that that's what it actually is. Oh,
oh
Moon Knight down.
There goes
my little.
It wasn't
Moon
Knight.
It wasn't Moon Knight either.
It was Monstrous, Volume 1 by Marjorie Liu.
Oh.
That crazy looking book.
Okay.
Everybody loves. So that's the news. It's gone. Done.
Rip up the paper.
No, I
know. We don't do that.
So you guys want to do reviews? You get a comic review?
I didn't actually get a chance to read anything.
What?
I have.
But there's a comic right there. Oh, it's yours. All right, go for it.
Okay, this is called Avatar X, Destroyer of Darkness. Written and created by Grant Morrison.
Destroyer of Darkness.
You know, I can see the likeness now.
Yeah,
I see the likeness.
So weird. Is that a number one?
It is a number one.
Mm-hmm. It's Grant Morrison. That's why I picked it up and didn't read it.
Graphic India, which I don't know if this is like a company that's specifically marketed toward the Indian demographic, because I noticed at the end, like, this Avatar X guy kind of crashes an Indian wedding. So I don't know if it's like specific toward that audience, but nonetheless, this book is boring and it sucks.
That's it. That build up.
Yeah, that
to be
great.
Fair, it was only $1.99.
Oh, well,
it had that going.
Great review.
What about your other book?
I have another review.
Oh yes.
This
ready.
Kind of got
born ready.
Given to me.
I don't know how that could have happened.
Tim.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
It's called Lobo the Duck, number one. So,
he is trapped in a world he never fragged.
Correct.
So instead of like the F word, he says frag, I notice. So he's a psychopathic duck, and obviously there's like an amalgamation of...
This backfired on me something fierce.
Different, like, an amalgamation of actual heroes that are kind of like twisted in a way that like, that kind of look like there's like a dog that kind of looks like Wolverine, and there's like another character that kind of looks like Kingpin or something like that. So it there's that going on. It's kind of makes fun of itself a little bit, kind of breaks the fourth wall a little bit, and I kind of get lost at the point where there's a threesome happening, and then
his
girlfriend walks in, and she's all mad.
Those lipstick marks are really low.
She gets mad, and then it happens again, like there's another threesome. And then
the three threesomes,
good lord.
You gotta get the three
triumvirate, The triumvirate.
Right.
Whoa.
The three cube.
And I don't think anything actual happens. So
wow.
You know.
Do they address the fact that Lobo means wolf? So that basically means wolf the duck.
I'm sure they know that. I'm sure that was on purpose in an ironic way.
So would you pick up Lobo the Duck? Should you be on the lookout for Lobo the Duck?
You know what? I like weird things, but this wasn't like, you know, how I wanted it to be.
So don't be on the lookout for Lobo the Duck.
No.
You heard it here, folks. Some book that came out a long time ago. Don't look
definitely
for it.
90s, because it has an ad for Aerosmith Nine Lives on the back cover.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one to get.
Yeah, that's the album everyone got.
All right, well, I have a book, and as I always do, I pick some weird book out of the back of the previews, and I picked Fearless Dawn. It's a one-shot. It is the chibi finale, and Fearless Dawn has been... It's always one-shots. I know, you want to read it. Here you go. It's always released every once and again as a one-shot, this time in that anime style, that chibi style.
I already don't like it.
He already doesn't like it. It is in black and white. I like the art a lot, and I like the way they're normally drawn. This was kind of...
That's terrifying.
Off-put. Yes, exactly. The art is crazy. It's a weird story about this female warrior who is fighting weird, satanic, Nazi-looking characters, and I don't know if this is the finale of the character forever, but... The art is amazing and weird. So, if you like amazing, weird art, this is the one for you. It's very strange.
Her hat's awesome.
Her hat is awesome.
Are you just looking at the hat?
Well, at the point where we're at, that's all I could see, was the hat.
It's a good book. It's a good indie book. The art is really good. It normally looks like what's on the cover. It's more of a painted kind of watercolory feel.
Yeah.
And the stories, while they have this sexy female character, they're normally not super pervy. This one, a little pervy.
Mm. Well, it's the finale, so...
It is the finale,
you gotta,
I guess.
The perv. You gotta pull out all the stops.
Go full perv.
Check all the boxes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So yeah, Fearless Dawn, Chibi Finale, number one. Which is a one-shot, so why is it a number one? By Asylum Press. So there's that. It's okay. The art's normally better. That's it. That's all I got. You guys got anything before we take it home? Anything?
My favorite part of Suicide Squad was Will Smith, and that surprised me.
Fair enough. Schuster. Schuster.
Schuster.
Yeah, Suicide was bad. Will Smith was good. Words.
And the ending felt like a video game where you could have killed the main villain and then walked through the cutscene, had her do her little dance and whatever,
and then
her dead when the game started up
again.
There's
a lot of problems with that movie.
All right, we're going to end there.